I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Amen. Thank you, a cappella harmony, for that song of longing and aspiration. My friend, I hope that's your prayer as I welcome you to the Voice of Hope today. If you were with us last week, you know our program focused on how to be a godly woman. Well, as the saying goes, turnabouts, fair play. So on today's program, we'll focus on the characteristics of a godly man. And whether you're a man or a woman, I'm sure you'll find our time together worthwhile as we look into God's Word. Some time ago, I was in a home, and these words were scrolling across the screensaver on the computer monitor. It said, "I'm not afraid of failure. I'm afraid of succeeding in things that don't really matter." What a challenge, and especially so for us as men. Let me repeat those words. I'm not afraid of failure. I'm afraid of succeeding in things that don't really matter. Men, I'd say that's a healthy fear that you and I both need. Right now, here's the voice of praise to tell us of a way we can be sure to succeed in the things that really matter.
Follow the path of Jesus, walk where His footsteps lead.
deep in his beaming presence, every counsel heed. Watch while the hours are flying, ready some good to do. Quick while his voice is calling, yield obedience true. Cling to the hand of Jesus all through the day and night. Dark though the way and dreary, he will guide you right. Live for the good of others, helpless, oppressed, and wrong. Lift them from depths of sorrow, in his strength be strong.
Follow the path of Jesus.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as men, we acknowledge how desperately we need you. You have called us to be leaders in our homes, in the church, and in society. You have placed on our shoulders the responsibility of representing Christ to those under our authority and to those who observe our lives. We feel the weight of that responsibility, Father, and we thank you that you have not left us to carry that burden alone. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, who empowers and enables us to fulfill your purposes in us, despite our weaknesses and our many failures. O God, challenge our hearts now as Dr. Yoder speaks to us from your word. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
The biblical ideal for man, according to Genesis, is the image of God. God contemplated with himself, and then he said, "Let us make man in our image." No other creature has been designated like that. Only man experiences the uniqueness of being in the image of God. That, I believe, has not fully gripped us in mind and heart. Satan's false claim in the garden has been repeated time without number. Be like God. He distorted the actual reality because they were already in the image of God. Why, then, should they aspire to be like God? Today, it has gone so far as, be God. So there are those who promote the idea that we are all gods. We have made gods of ourselves. Now, to find the most contented place in life, it is highly important that we get back to the divine ideal, the biblical ideal. Our society is coming apart because men have renounced their proper roles. I want to speak of that. I want to speak of the personality of the godly man. Peter has words for us in 1 Peter 3, 7-12. Get your Bible now and follow as I read. "Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing. Knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good, let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." With Peter's words in mind, Let me point out to you the characteristics which every godly man should develop. He should develop the characteristic of unhindered prayers. He should develop the characteristic, I say, of unhindered prayers. Unhindered prayers. To do this, he must establish compatibility with his wife. You notice how our verse 7 begins? In like manner. In other words, we are going back now to what Peter had to say to the godly woman. He is now saying that to the godly man. In like manner. No husband should rule with an iron fist. He should understand wifely frailty. He should be compassionate and tender-hearted. He should understand her rights, that she is the weaker vessel. Now, while it may be true some women have very strong personalities, yet in order for a godly man to achieve and develop the characteristic of unhindered prayers, he must establish compatibility with his wife and understand her as well as he can. He must assume responsibility for her well-being. After all, husband and wife share together of the grace of God, and that is an important fact to keep in mind. No one has an edge on God's grace. No one has a corner on the market, we might say. But they join together and share together in the grace of God. Each was made to complement the other. Consequently, there is need for responsibility. Somebody must take the lead, and the husband, the godly man, is that person. Both have been adopted into the family of God and are therefore together heirs of the grace of life. There should be no distinction at that point. But a godly man needs to strive for the characteristic of unhindered prayer by his compatibility and his responsibility. By so doing, he will develop that characteristic of unhindered prayers. And then he should develop the characteristic of unstained practice. Do you note, please? The Apostle Peter says, be of one mind. He will strive for unity. He will practice listening to the other fellow. He will not talk so much that he cannot hear, but he will listen, and he will consider the other fellow's condition as his own. He will look upon his neighbor or his brother with compassion and love and pity and courtesy. He will be concerned about the needs of others. He will enter into those experiences as one with his fellow. It will issue then in his entering into fellowship. He will not render evil for evil. He will not render railing for railing. A shouting match never solves a problem. All it does is stir up the adrenal gland and creates more heat than light, like we say. To enter into fellowship, the godly man will adopt blessing to soothe the conditions. We are all human enough to know that that is not always easy. Some people are so cantankerous, so much like a cocklebur, that no matter how you treat them, they always prick you. But we must attempt as godly men to develop the characteristic of unstained practice. It must be developed. It is not automatic. So unity and fellowship are important in this characteristic. By so doing, the godly man will develop unstained practice. Thirdly, he should develop the characteristic of unruffled peace. He'll do this by rising to the nobility of life. First of all, he must have control of his tongue. He must refrain his tongue from evil. James describes the tongue as a world of iniquity. How many times conditions in a neighborhood or a family have been seriously provoked because somebody lost control of his tongue. The godly man will control his tongue. He will speak kindly at all times. He will have a word of commendation instead of condemnation. He will eschew evil, that means avoid evil. He will seek to do good, and he will seek peace, and he will pursue it. He will chase after it. Thus, he will be rising to nobility of life, and he will develop the characteristic of unruffled peace by understanding accountability. We are not a God unto ourselves. We are responsible to the God who sees and hears. We must remember God sees and takes note. This almost baffles our mind, but the Bible presents this again and again, that God sees and takes note of our actions, our conduct, our thoughts, our deeds. But he also hears, and his ears are open unto our prayers, Peter tells us. That is also a mind-stretching concept. The mighty God of heaven and earth and of eternity hears our prayers when we pray, as well as sees what we do. And we can be assured that when we pray, he does hear. Yes, amen. Then God opposes evil. His face is against them that do evil. His face is not against those who do well, or those who know where to turn with their prayers. His face is against those that do evil. In his presence there is peace. Yes, amen. Unruffled peace in the presence of God. The godly man, by rising to nobility of life and by understanding accountability, will be on the way. By so doing, the godly man will reach unruffled peace. Peace that cannot be taken away. So, friend, here again. We need a renewal of godly men. In general, we have come a long way from the ideal in which God created the first man. I urge you, therefore, dear sir, to develop these characteristics. Strive for unhindered prayers. Strive for unstained practice. Strive for unruffled peace. Now let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we thank Thee that Thou hast made us the way we are. We thank Thee that in Thy wisdom Thou hast made us to attain, to reach, to develop these basic characteristics of unhindered prayer, unstained practice, and unruffled peace. I pray for my friend, that man now who is listening. I'm asking God that Thou wilt help him and me to develop these characteristics in our lives, that we may show and demonstrate what godly men are to be. And I pray this so that the generations that follow us can say, faith of our fathers. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Be holy is the Lord.
Yes, my friend, that is what God is calling us to, a life of holiness. And that holiness will come because of making our relationship with Christ the passion of our lives. You know, friend, if there was ever a time when God needs men of character and integrity, it's today. In Acts chapter 15 and verse 26, Barnabas and Silas were referred to as men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the kind of men we need today. Men who know the difference between what's important and what really doesn't matter. You know, Satan has tried to stack the deck against us, but God has promised us victory. We're not victims of our circumstances. We can face life with the assurance that God is on our side and that everything that comes to us comes through His sovereign hand. He knows what we need, and He has promised to supply that need if we will only look to Him. You know, I praise God for the privilege of knowing some men like this. Some are young, some are older, some are married, and some are single. But they understand what's important in life, and their goal is to be godly men. So let me urge you, if you know some men, especially younger men like this, encourage them in their pursuit of godliness. Let them know you appreciate their love for the Lord and their desire to introduce Him to others. And ladies, if you're married to a man who fits this description, then by all means, tell him how much you appreciate his godly example for you and your children. I know he's not perfect. That's not the point. If he's headed in the right direction, your affirmation and your words of encouragement will give him a boost like nothing else can. As men, our egos are pretty fragile. It doesn't take that much to discourage us. But it's also amazing what a little word of encouragement can do to motivate us. Men, I trust the Lord has spoken to your heart. Were you challenged by our time in the Word? Is there someone you'd like to share this message with? You can do that in a couple of ways. First, you can visit our website at heraldsofhope.org. Today's teaching and many other programs are archived there on the website, and you can visit it whenever it's convenient for you. Or you can request a CD copy of this program too. Just let us know if you want an audio copy, and you can reach us by email at hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can call our office toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. And if you'd like a printed copy of this teaching, then I'm happy to inform you we recently had this whole series printed in an attractive paperback book. The teaching you heard today, as well as all the messages in this series, are contained in the book titled Sojourners in Faith. You may request your copy of Sojourners in Faith by sending an email to hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may write to The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call our office toll-free at 1-866-960-0292. And we also invite you to visit our Facebook page, where you can see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events, or read an encouraging testimony. It's also an easy way for you to send a message to us. We'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number 1-866-960-0292. When you send your gift, don't forget to ask for your copy of the book, Sojourners in Faith. We do depend upon God's grace and your fervent prayers, along with your generous financial support, to enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Thanks for being with me today, friend. Next time on the Voice of Hope, Lord willing, Dr. Yoder will present another message in our series from 1 Peter. So you plan to join me. And until then,
Lord Jesus. truth you shall be my song as I journey. I'll tell everybody about you wherever I go. You alone are our life and our peace and our love. Lord Jesus, you shall be my song as I journey. Lord Jesus, I'll praise you as long as I journey. May all of my joy be a faithful reflection of you. May the earth and the sea and the sky join my song. Lord Jesus, I'll praise you as long as I journey.
As long as I live, Jesus, make me your servant to care.
Make me your servant. I fear in the dark and the doubt of my journey, but courage will come with the sound of your steps by my side, and with all of the family you saved by your love, we'll sing to your dawn.